So the ego, as it developed and became in Kali Yuga, the primary operating system, rather than the superconscious system that had been functioning in harmony with nature, the ego, because it's behind, it's a half a second slow, it needs to master the external nature using other forms of relating, which are principally forms of deception and domination. Okay? So the ego's basic modus operandi is deceiving the other as to what you really think and feel and want. And the more that one is successful in deception, which is the basic, you know, geostrategy that goes on and at every level of politics and war and interpersonal conflict, the more that deception, and including self-deception, so that one can truly function with a poker face and without giving away secrets, one has to oneself not know. It creates yet another layer of ignorance within the ego of its own intentions. And it produces then a need to dominate the other using whatever powers it has, whether of manipulation or of force. And eventually there is a gap between one's actual power in the world and the force that one uses to try to control and dominate elements that are out of control. And that conflict between real power and the force that comes out of a desperation of the ego's sense of lack to try to control both one's own body, one's own behavior, and relating, and the indeterminate other becomes the obsessive focus of the ego that is completely externalized. So as the ego's separation from its natural and supernatural alignment with the unfoldment of what is to be, what is to become, then it begins to use its intelligence in the development of technology. Because technology then is the focus of one's intelligence on the objective sphere. And the ego mind cannot control its subjectivity and cannot control its own behavioral proclivities, but can control objects in the world. And so the focus of intelligence is to create technologies that will give it more of a sense of control. And of course, those technologies then become more and more weaponized. And the more that it creates an external technology, the less it has access to the psychotechnology, to the potencies of accessing the superconscious. The more it gets stuck in a subject-object duality in which the other is always a potential enemy, and therefore it is rational to be in a state of paranoia. And in that state then, one depends upon the external and the capacities of the phenomenal objective world rather than the powers of consciousness in their purity and unborn superconscious capacities to redream the world from the source of its unmanifest ground. And once that is lost, then one simply becomes more and more desperate to try to regain that lost control through objective means. And what that results in, and has now historically resulted in, is a secondary bifurcation between the conscious cognition of the technologizing ego and the non-conscious cognitions of the technological extensions of our consciousness. In other words, computers. So we depend now, because computers function much faster than consciousness, right? Consciousness is a half second slow. The computers are much faster. In nanoseconds, they will determine what will take several seconds or more for human consciousness to determine. And so more and more of the activities of the modern world are taken over by computers. They're given to computers, like trading, Wall Street trading. You know, they are done by algorithms, by computers that are trading in and buying and selling in nanoseconds, making a half second, a half cent here and another penny here, and all of those functions now that used to require human judgment, discernment, wisdom, are taken over by the algorithms that are put into the operating systems of these giant computers. So was it yesterday that there, or the day before, I forget, where there was this supposedly false alarm that in Hawaii that an ICBM had been launched and was about to land on Hawaii and destroy it, right? Everybody heard that, right? Now, I think that's a false flag, because they have a lot of fail-safe mechanisms, and I don't think that happened by accident. I think that was a preparation for something. But it could. We are on a hair trigger alert in terms of Russia, US, China, North Korea, no doubt. Whatever countries have nuclear weapons, they are controlled by these computer systems, not by human judgment. And there isn't enough time any longer for human consciousness to be able to respond with reflection and with an ability to think about what we should do, because you'll be annihilated if you don't respond immediately. You'll be annihilated anyway. But the response is to counterattack before one's incinerated, and so the systems operate now outside of human control. This is the whole Skynet thing, the whole science fiction terror of what would happen in some future. Well, it's here now, and consciousness is in a conflict with these non-conscious cognizers that are of our own creation. They are the Frankenstein of the postmodern world that it has now more intelligence, more speed, but only in accord with an algorithm that is based on the paranoia of the human programmers and not based on wisdom that can be downloaded from the superconscious. And so these stimulus response mechanisms that can operate with faulty information from a radar system or a satellite or some glitch that's created by some flaw in the electric grid or whatever. There are many, many permutations of what could create a flawed response. Even a flock of birds or other kinds of phenomena can do that. So we are very close and have been very close for a long time to accidental thermonuclear global war. And more and more of our daily lives are determined by these humongous computer systems that are processing the data from everything, every email, every phone call, every piece of data of the entire phenomenal human plane of interaction is being processed, but without wisdom, all on the basis of algorithms. And so these have replaced the capacity of human consciousness to control its own destiny. It seems that the only way out of this trap that has already been sprung on human consciousness by its own self-deception can be a return to that super consciousness that can be ahead of the flow of time and be able to make use of aspects of nature, of the laws of physics that are not yet within the understanding or control or algorithmic jurisdiction of these computer systems. And it's by returning to that consciousness that is the source of the laws of nature and is by nature above those laws that the trajectory of what those laws would bring about as fate that would be determined by the current trajectory of consciousness can be altered from a timeless realm and dimension that has the ability to bring about a singularity that cannot be manifested from ego consciousness.